Madalas mapakinggan na bukang bibig ng mga politiko ang social cohesion o ang pagkakabuklod ng lipunan. Kung iisipin, maaring kapareho ito ng pagsasama-sama ng mga tao at pakikihalubilo ng walang pinoproblema. Si Geoff Whitlam ang unang Australian politician na gumamit ng termino noong 1972 sa paglulunsad ng kampanya ng Partido Labor. Ayon kay Dr. Haz Dellal, Executive Director ng Australian Multicultural Foundation at pinuno ng Multicultural Framework Review ng pamahalaan, nagsimula itong maging popular noong 90s.
It's really from the mid-90s, the interest in the dynamics of social cohesion grew due to concerns prompted by the impact of globalization, economic change, and fears fueled by global conflicts such as the war on terrorism. There's really no agreed definition on social cohesion, but the most current definitions are on a sense of belonging, attachment to a group, participation, and shared values. It's really about embracing the social good.
Ilan pa sa mga naunang pag-uugnay sa katagang ito ay noong late 1800s at inilarawan bilang kawalan ng pagtatalo at pagkakaroon ng matibay na ugnayang panglipunan. Ang isa pang pagpapakahulugan ay ang pagkakaroon ng magkakaparehong prinsipyo at pag-alis ng hindi pagkakapantay-pantay. Ayon pa kay Dr. Dellal, ang bataya ng pagkakaisa ng lipunan ay ang pakiramdam ng pagiging bahagi ng isang komunidad.
Identity and a sense of belonging is a fundamental aspect of the human experience, and that's the foundation of social cohesion. And with societies like ours that are so culturally diverse, to be inclusive is so important if you want to create that level of respect, but it also drives a nation to success.
Sa kalagitnaan ng 2000s, nagsimulang sukatin ng Scanlon Foundation Research Institute ang social cohesion o pagkakaisa ng lipunan. Nakita nila ang limang pangunahing aspeto, ang worth o kahalagahan, social justice o katarungan sa lipunan, acceptance o pagtanggap, belonging o pakiramdam ng pagiging kabilang, at pakikilahok o participation. Nagsasagawa sila ng survey kada taon at ginagawa ang Scanlon Index of Social Cohesion. Ayon kay Anthea Hancock, CEO ng Scanlon Foundation Research Institute, ito ay bumababa.
If you look at the overall index, it is slightly declining, but that's because we chose an arbitrary starting point. So you could argue that part of what you can see happening at the moment is the index itself calibrating.
Ang unang ulat noong 2007 ay nagtakda ng index sa 100. Noong 2023, ang pangkalahatang score ay naging 78 na may pinakamalaking pagbaba sa mga aspeto ng social inclusion at justice o katarungan, pati na rin sa aspeto ng acceptance at rejection o pagtanggap at pagtanggi. Sa panahon ng pandemya, umabot ang index sa 93, ang pinakamataas na antas sa loob ng 5 taon. Ayon kay Ms. Hancock, ang tugon ng gobyerno sa pandemya ang nagbigay daan sa pagtaas ng score.
Because they put in JobKeeper and JobSeeker. And so there was instantly a sense that, okay, people recognize there's a flaw and they don't want us to go below that flaw. And so there was a sense of support and a sense that that the government was doing the right thing to look after the people. And it did. It absolutely shot up. People's trust in government shot up as a result of that as well, and now now all of those things have disappeared. So we're back to the same place we were pre the pandemic.
Para sa gobyerno, ang mga alalahanin hinggil sa pagkakaisa ng lipunan ay tumaas mula noong October 7 dahil sa pagtaas ng mga ulat ng anti-Semitism at Islamophobia sa komunidad. Nagtalaga sila ng isang special envoy para dito, si Peter Khalil. Bagaman ang mga pandaigdigang kondisyon ay maaring makaapekto sa pagkakaisa ng lipunan, ayon kay Ms. Hancock, ang lagay ng ekonomiya ang nagbibigay ng pundasyon sa balanse.
The main factor that influences social cohesion overall is people's sense of economic worth. So whether or not they feel like they can be optimistic about their own economic futures. And that tends to have underpin a whole lot of other things that people have reactions to.
Ngunit nananatiling positibo ang pananaw ng Australia sa multiculturalism.
Overall, Australians views about multiculturalism have been incredibly positive for a very, very long time, and they don't shift. So 85% of the population believe multiculturalism has been good for Australia. It sits there consistently throughout.
Ayon pa kay Dr. Dalal, ang nagkakaisang lipunan ay hindi isang bagay na maaari mong itakda at kalimutan na lang.
You can't claim to be a successful multicultural nation simply because you're ethnically diverse and in the absence of good policy. Many countries have said multiculturalism has failed them, and that's failed them because they don't have good social policy. You just can't be diverse and just leave it at that.
Dagdag pa niya, mahalaga rin ang pagkilala sa mga negatibong karanasan sa loob ng komunidad.
It's a sense of honesty, but it also creates a sense of trust. I mean, we've got to acknowledge that we're not saying that Australia is a racist country, but unfortunately, we have sectors within our community who discriminate.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Rania Yalop at Eva Starshevska para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edenel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.